Yeah. Well, there's a very interesting photograph here. Some local actors. You remember Glenn
Houston? Actors, yes.
Glenn Houston?
Yes, Glenn Houston and Donald Houston, yes.
Very good, and I think Donald took part in The Blue Lagoon. It was one of the early films that he took place in, he took part in.
That's right.
The other one, of course, is still alive and is active now, isn't he, in the film industry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's a very interesting one here, Tommy Farr. Do you remember the fight?
Oh, yes, yes.
Did you remember the fight with Tommy Farr?
Yes, yes.
And
part of it, didn't they?
Pardon?
What fight?
For the world title.
For the world title.
Against Joe Louise.
Joe Louise, that's right. We stayed up until 3 o'clock in the morning, I think, to listen to it over the radio.
The whole valley was excited then.
No television, only the radio.
I don't think anyone slept that night.
No, everybody was keyed right up to the hilt on that one.
The adrenaline was pumping then.
And of course afterwards they said, well, he did win, but they didn't give it to him.
No, there was.
Give it a points verdict, was it?
A points verdict. He was there all the way right through the fight, and of course there were times when he really did go to town. But it was a pretty fair decision. If he'd have beaten Joe Louise, he would have been...
Well, he could have gone either way, like according to something.
Where was that now?
This Madison was, Square Garden, is it?
That's right, in America. It was in...
That's their big stadium, like, isn't it? It was, anyway.
Where would that be in America? Would it be
Boston? New York.
New York, yeah. Well, it was a big fight, and I'm sure it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody was getting up out of bed and...
Well, he was the underdog, wasn't it, Tommy Farr, and everyone guns for the underdog. They support him like they.
It was a real interesting period of time.
Did you see him fight yourself?
No, I never. I didn't. You should have seen him.
He did fight in Judges Hall in Tonopani quite a number of times. In his young days, he spent there, and he had done in the lower end there.
Didn't one time he spoke to him?
I can't say I remember him fighting to see it.
Didn't he fight Aidan Rees up in the Bricks one time? As an amateur, no?
It could very well be. If Aidan was here, Aidan could tell us.
Yes,
it could very well be that.
Yeah.
But he was a bit of a lad about town there, they used to say, and he used to get around the pubs and the institutes and that kind of a thing when he was a young lad. But who picked him up? It was...
Something to do with that garage down there.
That's right. He was from...
Oh, his name's come to me now.
From Peregrine.
Yeah, he had what? Didn't he have one leg?
He was a garage owner in Peregrine.
His name is on the tip of my tongue, anyway.
Joby
Churchill. Churchill, yeah.
You got it, Pete? That's him.
I'm not supposed to say nothing.
No.
Who were the other famous sportsmen now producing in the Honda?
Well, we had one in three of it years back, and he fought for the Welsh championship. It was from Penrhyn. He fought two or three times.
Tommy Davis, eh?
No.
The one who got
smaller
developed.
Didn't quite get there, no. And I'm not so sure whether he's still alive now or not.
Well, Joby Calorouse was one, wasn't it? I'm trying to remember the one now from, remember his two little girls, one of them had a bar accident and had a leg off.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
And the other one was born mute.
That's the one I'm thinking
of. Yeah, yeah. As I said again, his name is on the tip of my tongue.
And he fought.
He married one of the Calvarouses anyway, didn't he?
That's right.
And their mother was a Calvarouse. Yeah. It was my brother Emlyn. He was the NCP champion of Great Britain. Bantamweight.
Williams.
Was he?
Williams, that's it. What did his first name?
Yeah, and he was a Welsh ABA champion.
Oh, yeah.
And he fought twice for the ABA title of the UK.
Well, it was full of boxers at one time. The angry 30s, you used to call it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
See, they had to fight down and get some of it out of it. There was in Cum Park, there was a number of chaps in Cum Park.
Frank Moody was one, wasn't he?
Moody from...
Yeah. Always a group of characters moved there.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And funny thing, you can get them all on the tip of your tongue, but whoop, this passing like that.
Georgie Williams.
Georgie Williams is the one. Georgie Watt,
Georgie
is the
Watt.
Same. That's right. You've got him, Pete.
That's him.
That's right, mate.
He fought twice, I think, for the World Championship. Mm-hmm. I think he fought for the British Championship.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Gus Broughton, of course. He was the international, locally, wasn't he? Rugby.
Who was that now?
Gus Broughton. Former police sergeant.
He was a boxer,
right? No, a rugby.
Rugby?
Yeah, international. I believe he's the only one from the very top of the valley, boys, isn't he?
We did have an old fella that played against the All Blacks in the 20s.
Oh, he can go back before my time, no other.
When I went out to Hopkins Street to live, he was living 2 doors away, in Tom Nant, where Tom Nant went to live. What is his name? But he was a very old man then. When he died about 2 years after we got there. But he didn't get his cap, but I think he was a reserve.
Did he Billy Cleaver?
Well, we remember him playing on Chalky. I remember him playing on Chalky Field.
Where was Cliff Morgan from? Was he?
Cliff Morgan from Penygry.
Penygry. Do Tom Prothroker remember all these if he was here now?
Tom,
because he's from Penyrhyngryn as well, I see. His family were always dabbling with rugby, I see.
Were either of you working in the pits?
I worked in Furnell for 13, 14 years. And then I got a government training course and became an electrician, which I carried out for 40 years after that. Most of that time with the South Wales Electricity Board.
I worked in the colliery, but not as a miner, see. I was there as a fitter. And one time I learned my trade as a plasterer, as a young boy, but worked with many contractors on all the collieries.
You all closed down now?
All gone now, yeah.
It's a very, very big change. We were born up to it. The 15 years of age, I started in Furnell and stayed there till 1947. Well, I was a boy, a lad on the cold face, a butty, as they used to say, and a collier. Up to that period of time. And then I left and went around the country a little bit on the contracting side of the electrical trade.
Hello.
And it's very interesting to get around. You can stay too long in one place. You can because you get an image only of that place.
You've had the same routine as me throughout my father. I've changed everything. I started off on a